Good morning, everyone. We finished our previous series, which was the four Padas, Charya, Kriya, Yoga, and Yama. And today we're starting a new topic, which relates to the seven dimensions of the mind. So, as is the case with the structure provided by the four Padas and the four sub-padas of each, gives us a good understanding that we wouldn't have without a clear understanding, and likewise the structure of the seven dimensions of the mind provides us with an understanding of what we experience when we go inside ourselves. The publication department, Ganapati Kulam, is working on a book on the seven dimensions of the mind, which contains a previously unpublished, we call them the long explanations of the seven dimensions internally, meaning that the short explanations have been previously published. And I've written a prologue for the book, which I'll start with. Sadhguru Savaya Subramanya Swami's framework of the seven dimensions of the mind divides consciousness into seven categories that range from gross to extremely subtle. The third dimension is mankind's normal level of consciousness, consisting of thoughts and emotions about our and others' lives. The fourth through the seventh dimension can be described as the inner or mystical or higher realms of consciousness. They are within everyone, but require training and practice for an individual to be able to access them with continuity. That's an important point. No one is without these inner dimensions, it's just that they're not aware of them. So we have to learn how to become aware of what's already functioning within us, and then to eventually access what is within us with continuity. Gurudeva's framework of the seven dimensions of the mind is useful in two ways. Firstly, it helps us clearly understand in which dimension the states of consciousness are that we experienced in the past and are experiencing in the present. Secondly, it provides guidance as to how to access inner states of consciousness that we wish to experience in the future. This requires knowing which dimension of the mind the inner experience is in. That's one of the advantages of the Shumchev languages. It not only describes an inner experience, it tells us which of the seven dimensions that experience is in. Gurudeva gives a helpful key to experiencing the states of consciousness in the fourth through the seventh dimensions, and relating them to the chakras. Specifically, he stated that while in meditation, to experience states of inner consciousness within the fourth dimension, look at the world from the chest area, Anahata chakra. The fifth dimension, look out from the throat area, Vishuddha chakra. The sixth dimension, look out from between the eyes, Ajna chakra. The seventh dimension, look at the world through the top of the head, Sarasrara chakra. It's the end of my prologue. Then to Gurudeva's description of seventh dimension from the book, no mind patterns are visible in the core of the seventh dimension. Seventh dimension is a silent world. Only the air exists there and not the smoke. Only pure energy, which is equivalent to pure space. What is seen here are particles of actinic force more intense than other particles of actinic force. Thus, rays of actinic force are seen in the seventh dimension as pure color or pure sound. For sound and color themselves are one and the same thing in their breakdown within this dimension. When one is placed consciously in the fourth dimension, he sees a slight moon-like glow within the head, just a faint glow. When he is in the fifth dimensional consciousness, he comes into a brilliant inner light within the head, bright and clear. However, when he evolves into the sixth dimension, that light glows in every cell of the body, through the torso, the hands, legs, and feet. Then in the seventh dimension, he comes into pure inner space, seeing within himself a vast space that goes on and on and on. At that time, he is not necessarily conscious of light at all. For light exists as the interaction of pure force with magnetic forces. The seventh dimension is clear inner space, not clear white light. Just clear space. It goes on and on infinitely, like an infinite inner sky. Thus, space itself, even intergalactic space in the second dimension, is dark, but our atmosphere is light due to the reflecting resistance of friction that offers light energy. Similarly, one deeply immersed in the seventh dimension would be aware of being aware without an awareness of light. In a sense, he would be above the vibratory rate of life, and with no thing to be aware of, awareness becomes conscious of itself. This bubble of light is like he is emerging from a light beam. It's so buoyant and weightless, like he is coming out of the light. To me, it's sort of a shining vision where one might receive from the inner worlds. Awareness does not change, it only seems to change as the objects of its awareness revolve. Therefore, Kaif, or pure awareness, is exactly the same in the seventh dimension as awareness which travels in the outer dimensions as Neem. The difference is in the dimensions, not in awareness. In other words, the same faculty of awareness that sees physical objects in the second dimension also perceives subtle forms in the fifth and sixth, and is called pure awareness when it is able to eliminate all objects and be aware of itself. This can be observed by coming slowly out of deep meditation in the seventh dimension instead of coming out quickly, as is the tendency. By consciously slowing down the externalizing process, we observe pure consciousness first, followed by awareness of subtle forms of light and various consistencies of denser space which can be visually distinguished. This brings us from simply being aware immediately into processes of sight. We may also hear the inner sounds, the high-pitched E or the Om. Next, actual visions could be seen. As awareness moves further out into the mind, instead of focusing, it begins to travel or flow and might then come into memory patterns, then into the energy current of the nerve system and out into the physical body. At this point, one would feel a blissful river of energy rushing through the body, or perhaps discomfort or even pain. Opening the eyes, awareness finally flows out into the second dimensional world of things. It is the same awareness that functions through the dimensions, and it is closer to what you call you than any other form that can be identified with the mind. And I chose to shum words, seventh dimensional words, to share. Leaf calm. One, contemplation, prolonged kaif, or awareness aware of itself. Two, taking time to prolong kaif. 3. Finding Kaif, then through Kalibasa, going into it until Ingling Salingba comes, then inwardly demanding that Kaif be held. This inner superconscious demanding is what this portrait names, only related to Kaif. So Ingling Salingba names the ability to focus a beam of the inner light upon any one or all of the darker areas of the lower mind of oneself or those of another. The last word, Lim Kong Nif. After Im Kaif, one can enter a vast sea of endless space, brilliantly yet quietly lit, and out of it enter any body as the intelligent life in that body, as Ni'if in the sixth dimension, and look through to the fifth and fourth dimension. That's one of the siddhis mentioned in Patanjali's Yoga Sutras, by the way.